Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said some people seldom repeat gossip the way they heard it. We're happy again to have the privilege of Bible study. It's great to be with you, and I hope that you enjoy this opportunity of Bible study. All right, we get back to our study. Does it make any difference? Does it really matter what a person does in religion? Well, we've already noted the fact that there are Bible examples that point out that it does indeed make a difference. And also, we've noted the fact that God gave to us a standard of right and wrong. If it didn't make any difference, we wouldn't need a standard, would we? Everybody could do what they want to do, and we wouldn't have any standard of right and wrong. But that's the fact, very clearly, that God wanted us to know there's a difference in those things, and so He gave to us His Word. And it's by that Word that we are governed in our life here. How many times have you heard somebody say, well, it doesn't make any difference in religion what we believe, just as long as we are honest? We began noting yesterday the fact that there is indeed honesty in regard to a person who just decides for himself there is no God. Now, he's mistaken, but he may be honest. Honesty may cause him to think that it's all right for him to disagree with God and to say there is no God and to live his life separate and devoid of any kind of contact with the God of heaven. Well, I believe very clearly he's made a wrong decision. And the Bible has given to him evidence, along with the universe round about us, that when that evidence is carefully considered, he would come to the conclusion there is indeed a higher being. When a person rejects the evidence, David was very plain about it. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And sometimes there are people who take that position, there is no God, and then they won't even listen to evidence. They don't want to change their mind about it. Do you remember in the Roman letter chapter 1, when Paul wrote about the terrible sins that the Gentile world had become involved with, he also pointed out the fact that many of them did not want to retain the knowledge of God in their mind. Do you wonder why that is? Why is it that people don't want to think there's a God? Well, here's the reason. If there is a God, and He is our Creator, then we have to answer to Him for how we've conducted our lives. We've been taught over and over again in our present day, it doesn't make any difference what you do. You're your own person. You do what you want to do. And so we have glorified the idea that everybody is right, everybody is a standard within himself, and you don't have anybody that you have to answer to. I can recall several years ago a lady who was married coming to me and saying, you know, I just don't want to be married anymore. She said, I just want to be loosed from the responsibility of being a wife. And as we talked about it, she said eventually this, I don't want anybody telling me what to do about anything. Now think about that for a minute. Do you know of anybody in the world who doesn't have somebody telling them what to do? I don't know of anybody at all that doesn't have somebody over them, a boss or a master or somebody who has responsibility over that person who tells them what they want them to do. It's unrealistic to think that we could live in this world and nobody tell us what to do. Now, translate that into belief in God. Can you imagine a person thinking, I can live here upon the earth and I don't answer to anyone, including God? Well, that just simply is not realistic. When we think that the creation has no responsibility toward the Creator, we'd better think that thing through again, hadn't we? It's certainly true that the creation is responsible to the one who made them. The atheist may say, well, now I'm honest, and I don't believe in God. I don't want anything to do with God. Well, he may be honest, but is he right in that conclusion? Or should he try to the best of his ability to find out what the evidence says about that and then live consistent with what the evidence is? Friends, if there is a God, and I believe strongly that there is, then he is the one to whom I am responsible. I can't ignore my responsibility toward him. I cannot say, well, I'm going to do my own thing and nobody's going to tell me what to do. God has every right to tell me what to do. Wouldn't that mean to us, friends, that honesty is not the only quality? The question is, have we been honest in deciding whether or not there is a God? And have we dealt with that, deciding that there is a God? Have we dealt with our obedience to that God? Well, we appreciate studying with you. I hope you'll listen again on Monday. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.